washing machines became widespread in the 40s.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember getting one?
Oh, yeah. First, we had a colored girl did it on a washboard. My mother always had a colored couple that lived in the basement. They did that kind of work, and then I sewed the buttons on the long underwear. Then later, we got a kind that had a wringer and agitator, like everybody has.
That was pretty modern then, wasn't it?
That was pretty modern. I think it was a Sears washing machine.
Eventually, you graduated to a regular washing machine.
Yeah, I have one now. I have one now.
What about the first dishwasher?
My brother and I did a lot of that, but the colored help that she had usually took care of the kitchen. We lived for a long time where that old building of Oral Roberts is down there on 1700 block of South Boulder.
Yes.
There was a beautiful big stucco house there that belonged to the Rabinowitz family. There was a wealthy Jewish family who changed their name from Rabinowitz to Travis. And they're the ones that built those two beautiful houses out at the garden center.
Hmm.
And this house that Mother bought was their parents' house. When they settled their parents' estate, she bought that house. So we lived there for quite a long while.
That was a pretty big house then?
Oh, that was a big house. It was two stories. It had two bathrooms upstairs and one downstairs. There were four bedrooms and a sleeping porch and a maid's room downstairs.
Where was that located?
That was located at 1711 South Boulder. There's a big building there now. Oral Roberts started buying everything around there. They'd waylay me after work out on the front porch, be waiting for me. I remember one man pulled a check out of his billfold and said, "This is yours if you will agree to sell this property by next week." Well, of course, my mother didn't want to sell to them, so we put them off as long as we could. And finally, Mother's brother was kind of her business advisor, and he said, "Well, Bess, we'll wait till we get a certain price, and then we'll sell it." This insurance company gave her the price, so we gave it up. So we were looking for a house, and an old friend of mine was selling real estate. She had a house down there on South Boulder that she was an agent for. She thought maybe we'd like it, so we went down there to see it. I think the modern kitchen was what sold her the house. She looked this house over, and she said, "I'll tell my brother to come down and talk to you about it." Uncle John went down there the next day and talked to Mr. Michelson. He said, "My sister kind of liked this house, and she'd like to make a deal." So we made a deal. He was the nicest old gentleman. He was in his 90s then. He didn't have anybody. He was a widower. He had a niece or two in the East, and they were pushing him to get rid of the house and go to a retirement home. So that's what he was doing. Uncle John came back to the house, and he told Mother, he said, "Well, if you're looking for a house, Bess, you got it." Mr. Michelson carried the paper and everything, and he didn't ask for any references at all. He was a very sociable gentleman. He had a lot of lady friends around town, an eligible widower, you know. The only thing he ever asked me, he says, "Are you a niece of C.W. Kerr's?" And I said, "Yes, I am." Well, that was the only reference that he asked for. So he carried the paper, and I paid him about every 6 months a nominal sum. So I've lived there since 69.
What was summer like? No air conditioning?
Oh, we had a thing on Boulder. It was called a water cooler. It was a big doodad that sat in the front room window. And it had Excelsior or stuff in the inside. A thing from the hose went in there, and a fan blew on that. And that kept the front room reasonably cool. Of course, we never were at home in the summertime. My poor old father slept out in the backyard in a cot.
What about music? In 1941, Chattanooga Choo Choo, Glenn Miller.
Well, I loved all the good dance bands.
String of Pearls.
Oh, yes, I liked all those beautiful old songs. Today they had a program out at Restone. They had a man that sang out there, and he sang a lot of those old songs.
There I've Said It Again, Starlight Serenade.
Well, I loved all those. I loved the good dance bands and the beautiful songs that they had.
Did you dance to some of that music at Cane's?
Oh, yes, all the time.
At Cane's Ballroom?
Not very often at Cane's.
Where would you go for that?
In those days, the young people had private dances.
In their homes?
No, they would rent a hall. We had one of the young people at the Presbyterian Church, and I belonged to it.
You had a dance?
We had a dance club.
At First Presbyterian?
We had a dance club there. It wasn't called the First Presbyterian Dance Club, but it was just a group of the Sunday school young people.
Mm-hmm.
We did it.
What about your food? Way back when, the earlier times, you remember eating for breakfast? Any favorite food?
Yeah, one of the great things that we had for breakfast was fried mush. and I love it to this day.
It's hard to get that these days, isn't
it? Well, you got to make that yourself. Yes. My folks were good cooks.
Fried mush.
Fried mush.
What was that made out of?
Cornmeal. Where have you been all your life? Out at this place where I am now. That's one thing I cannot criticize is the food. But when they give me my choice from a breakfast menu, I noticed they don't have grits.
You were raised on grits, weren't you?
Oh, I ate tons of grits.
What type of stove did your family use? Wood-burning or coal?
No. Well, in Arkansas, we used a wood-burning stove. But here in town, we had natural gas.
Furnace?
No, we didn't have a furnace until we moved to South Boulder. They just had open flame gas stoves in the house. And that was one of my adventures as a youngster. I had long curls, and my mother usually combed it of a morning. Our house on South Main didn't have a furnace. It was just gas stoves in every room. She would do my hair before I went to school. One morning, I backed up too close to this gas-burning stove and caught fire. The sash on my dress caught fire. Of course, she grabbed me up and just threw me on the bed and put the fire out. But it really burned my curls off. Burned the back of my dress and my curls off.
What about television? Remember your first time to see TV?
Yes. Let's see. This cousin of mine, he was an electronic nut. He did all that kind of thing. He built stuff like that. He finally got us a tabletop TV. That was our first one. And we often went to his house and watched some of the good programs, like Bonanza and programs like that. We'd go out to Charles Wesley's and watch TV.